My name is Anne Yusiani and I'm the marketing manager from Debt Free Advice, but I'm project managing the bus.
So first of all, what does Debt Free Advice do?
So we provide free and expert impartial debt advice to Londoners. So we're fully funded by Money and Pension Service, so our service is all free. And all of our advice is auto-regulated with the Financial Conduct Authority. So rest assured, our advices are legally correct. And we're not going to judge on whatever people have to debt with. So it's full professional and expert advice.
And you've taken the bus and parked up here today in Hook. You're taking it to 35 locations.
Yes.
How were those locations chosen and why were they chosen?
So we've tried to fulfill as many boroughs as possible where we can. And also we have about 15 partners all over London. So we're a partnership charity led by Toynbee Hall. So that's our parent organization. So we work with these partners to go to the place that they think really need debt advice the most. And we also have some priorities areas based on the research that the Mayor of London done and Money and Pension Service.
And what are the main issues you're seeing in, and does it differ from borough to borough?
It does differ, but there's sort of like similar thread as in utility bills. That's what we're seeing the most, housing. And then possibly credit card debt is creeping up, and mostly credit card debt came from parents of working families. So the numbers are different from last year. The number of people or concern that we see on the bus, or with the bus. And also we've seen more sort of pension age people that have concerns over energy bills, of course, and pension credit and so forth.
What help can you give them?
So in terms of debt itself, we will help them to resolve their debts, sort of holding their hands to understand that, you know, you don't need to be worried. Or I think people just bury their heads in the sand that they think they can't handle the debt, but we can help you to manage the debt and resolving the issues. And also we have lots of signposting on the bus, especially from the Mayor of London. And obviously we work with local partners in every borough that we work with, so they have local knowledge, so we can signpost them to those services.
Now obviously the big issue around here at the moment is the expansion of the ULEZ. Have you had people worried about how that's going to contribute to their outgoings?
Yeah, we did have a couple today.
Sure,
it's such unfortunate.
Well,
I know.
But that is something that's coming from him and it's directly affecting people's budgets. So, you know, bearing in mind you are doing this in partnership with the Mayor of London, and this is a massive thing that's going to hike people's bills, what advice can you give to those people?
We can't really provide any specific advice on that because obviously because we're not from working at the Mayor of London, especially on that team. So what we can do is just to look at their issues and just do it as, you know, objectively as possible. So we want to help as much as possible because the bus is funded by the Mayor of London, but our advisors, they're funded by the Money and Pension Service. So.
Is the bus ULEZ compliant?
Yes. There are so many people having questions, isn't it?